This is Dr. Robert Castrol, Castroll, MD. Trying to complete a dictation on patient Romana Rizvi. That's R-I-Z-V-I. I started getting that clicking sound, so I hung up on the first part of the your job number is 03-06-046 for that first part. So to continue, current medications, or the current psychotropic medications are Paxil 40 milligrams PO daily, comma, propranolol 20 milligrams BID, comma, Seroquel 300 milligrams HS daily, comma, and Xanax 1 milligram twice daily. Period. She felt that this regimen was helping somewhat, but she now feels that she has had a setback because of the recent second motor vehicle accident. Period. She denied any new medical problems since the last, since my first IME of 2/18/2021. I'm sorry, 2/17/2021. A new paragraph, mental status examination. Middle-aged South Asian female. Affect, sad, and apprehensive, mood depressed and anxious. There was no thought disorder. She was alert and oriented times four. She was adequately groomed. Period. No abnormal movements were noted, period. She was cooperative, period. Speech was normal in rate and rhythm, period. Immediate, recent, and remote memories were grossly intact, period. Fund of information was average, period. New paragraph. in addition to the psychotropic medications listed above, a patient is also taking tramadol, 50 milligrams, Q12H, PRN, pain, methocarbamol, 500 milligrams TID, oxycodone, 10 milligrams PRN for breakthrough pain, averaging twice a week. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. A major depressive disorder. Comma, first episode, comma, non-psychotic, comma, not suicidal, comma, with vegetative symptoms, comma, severe, period, two, period, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, with the stressor being the first motor vehicle accident of four/19/2017, and now this recent accident of 2/25/2022. New paragraph, questions posed. Causal relationship, : yes, period. Patient's psychiatric disorders appeared following the accident, and the PTSD is clearly due to the accident, to history of injury, : she denied any injuries prior to the first accident, period. 3, pre-existing conditions, : the patient denied any pre-existing conditions. 4, is claimant disabled? ? Yes, period. She is disabled because of the severity of her depression and anxiety, comma, the difficulty sleeping, comma, the low energy, comma, the poor concentration, comma, and the lack of drive, period. Five, period. return to work? Question mark. Period. As discussed in number 4 above, the patient is unable to return to work at this time. Her condition could be reevaluated in 6 months, period. She had been doing some daily living activities prior to the second accident. Comma. But states that since the second accident, she has been able to do very little, period. Sixth period. The claimant's prior occupation, period. She had worked as a receptionist and clerk in a physician's office. Seven, period. Claimant's physical capabilities. I would defer this to a neurologist or orthopedist, or physiatrist, period. Eight, need for further treatment within my specialty, : yes, period. She needs to see a psychiatrist or a psychiatric nurse practitioner monthly for at least the next 6 months, period. She should see a psychotherapist fluent in her language weekly for the next 6 months, period. Nine, period, need for further prescriptions. There is definitely a need for further treatment. It does not appear that the current regimen of Seroquel, Paxil, Propranolol, and Xanax, is sufficiently effective. I would suggest that the Seroquel be replaced by other augmentation regimens, such as Zyprexa, starting at 5 milligrams HS, increasing in steps to as much as 20 milligrams HS, period. The Paxil could be slowly tapered and replaced by Cymbalta, which could be titrated to 60 milligrams QAM. Cymbalta may also be helpful for the patient's pain, period. Xanax can be continued on a PRN basis, period. I see no need for the propranolol at this time, period. Propranolol is used only for the certain side effects of antipsychotic drugs, such as a tremor and tachycardia, and has no direct effect on the patient's anxiety. Period. Patient might also benefit from a trial of stimulant medication, which might relieve patient's fatigue. And increase her drive, period. Another medication that might be helpful in this situation is modafinil in doses from 100 to 400 milligrams daily. Need for household help, period. Yes, period. The patient has had the help of an aide, period. The patient appears to be doing very, very little in the way of housework because of her depression and anxiety. New paragraph, review of records. In the process of performing this evaluation, I reviewed I reviewed the following records. One, on 2/18/2021, I performed an independent medical examination, period. At that time, I diagnosed a major depressive disorder, severe, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The same diagnosis that the patient currently has. On 11/30/2021, patient saw May Saif, a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Ms. Saif diagnosed one depressive disorder secondary to a medical condition and two, post-traumatic stress disorder. She continued the patient's Seroquel, 300 milligrams HS, Paxil, 40 milligrams QAM, Xanax, 1 milligram BID, and Propranolol, 20 milligrams BID. A three period. On 12/28/2021, patient again saw May Saif, NP, who continued the same medication. A four period. I reviewed copies of prescriptions written by May Saif, NP, on 11/30/2021 and 12/28/2021. Five period. I reviewed a large number of prescriptions written by Jalees Ahmed, MD. First name is J as in Joseph, A, L as in Lewis, E, E, S as in Samuel. Last name is A, H, M as in Michael, E, D as in David. Dr. Ahmed prescribed the four medications listed above, the only change being that on 8/19/2020, he increased Xanax from 0.5 milligrams BID to 1 milligram BID. A new paragraph. Thank you for this referral, period. New paragraph. Very truly yours, Robert S. Castrol, MD, New Line, Diplomate of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology, open parenthesis, capital P, as in Paul, close parenthesis. Thank you.